laboratory that does PSP testing, and they also have to certify a lab that does the dairy testing. And they don't do, they will certify state laboratories. They have no private lab certification process, program, requirements, or anything. So I think that my overview says that they don't certify. They theoretically could, but they, as I said, they have no program, no standards, no funding, no certification officers. It's not something that they do.
So do you think that we can extrapolate from that that no state has a private lab, a private industry co-op that has built a lab and been certified by the federal government?
Mr. Chairman, that's actually something I have looked into, and that is correct. There is no state that has private labs conducting these tests.
Okay, and without that, the test being done, you just flat can't market the product?
That's correct. We are required, I believe it's even in state statute, we are required to follow the National Shellfish Sanitation Program standards that are adopted by the federal government, and a marine toxin monitoring program is required as part of the NSSP. It depends on the marine toxins that you have in your area. Down in the waters off the Gulf of Mexico, Florida area, they don't have PSP. They have their own marine toxins. For us, it's PSP.
Okay. And if we just said, well, let's remove that requirement from state law, that doesn't save us because you just fall back under federal law.
That's correct. There would be no product that could be sold outside of the state.
So you've got to have the facility or you can't have the industry.
That's pretty much it.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, as I mentioned, we don't have a CS. We have touched on the fiscal notes, but there are three of them. I don't know if the committee members have looked at all of them with regards to the shift of expense for operating. It would go to DEC, DOR, revenue then makes the lease payments. And in admin, it shows the savings because they would step out as far as the payments for the current lease. Senator Phipp, Pierce.
If I could just ask one question. Janice, did the department look at the possibility of putting an addition on the present public health lab in Anchorage rather than building a whole new separate facility?
To the Chair, Senator Pierce, I'm so glad you asked me that question. We did, indeed. In fact, we looked at it even before the public health lab had broken ground for construction. There were several reasons why the answer to that question was no. First, by that time they had their piece of legislation authorizing the bond sales through, so they had their set amount already. The piece of property that they had selected was really sufficient only for their facility, and it, because of wetlands and muni setback requirements, they couldn't expand it enough to accommodate us. And then because of the ventilation requirements of a laboratory, you really can't have a two-story place.
Thank you.
Other questions? Okay, then we've had discussion on the wording of the bill and just overview on the fiscal notes. Any amendments come before the committee? Seeing none, what's the will of the committee? Senator Phil, Pierce, I don't know why.
Mr. Chairman, I would move Senate Bill 24 from committee with the fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Is there objection to the motion?
Mr. Chairman, I think I'll object just for, because I think, frankly, I would like to find out how Washington, Oregon, California, and maybe the East Coast state finances a lab. And I don't, that information is not here. Janice Deere mentioned something about Washington having some kind of, I don't know, what is a tax or a fee or something that the industry is paying. I'd like to look at this before we start, at least for me, start committing this kind of money.
Sure.
I think I have some problems here.
Okay. Certainly, the motion is with individual recommendations, and so, Senator Phillips, you could indicate that on the committee report. And Janice, it actually sounds like that's information you should begin to gather for finance, because they're, I think, going to really put the screws to you as far as the costs. So, Senator Phillips.
Well, like that, Mr. Chairman. Yeah.
Well, no, it's fine if you want to maintain your objection. I think it'd be my preference to go ahead and move the bill. And for myself, if the department wants my consideration for a yes on the Senate floor. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I'm saying right here myself. Mm-hmm. I just didn't have the information now, then later.
Get it in front of us.
I'll just object for the purpose of lack of information and getting at least Washington, Oregon, California, how they pay for their seafood labs.
Okay. There is objection, so we'll just have a roll call vote on the motion Senator Pierce made.
Senator Phillips?
Nope.
Senator Pierce?
Yes.
Senator Davis?
Yes.
Chairman Terrio?
Yes. So the bill will move, and that concludes our hearing for today. And Janice, it sounds like you got a little bit of tracking down to do.
And I will get that information as quickly as I can, and I'll be sure, Senator Phillips, that you get a copy of it.
Thank you. And thank the committee members for sticking until we got things done. We are adjourned for the day.